Our local focus project looking at the treatment of veterans continues now with the people who formed a project to help fellow vets. It's called Medicinal Missions, as in providing medicine for body and soul for the people who fought our wars. The major output of Medicinal Missions, based in Southern California, is a film called Project 22. 22 being the number of veteran suicides daily in the United States. The movie shows in White City on November 18th. We'll get further details just a little bit down the road. Let's meet first Doc King, an Army veteran who was a medic, hence the name Doc. Doc, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. Daniel Egbert is with you as well, Marine veteran who served in the infantry. Dan, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So, not the same service branch. Where'd you guys meet?
We met in New York, actually. I had just moved out to Manhattan, and my sister was living out there. And Daniel grew up out there in New York. He was about the only military veteran I found when I moved out there. And we both happened to be looking for an apartment, so we became roommates.
Okay, so tell us a bit about how each of you did upon coming home from the service. How long were you in, and when did you get out, Doc?
I joined up in 2003, and as you said, I served as an Army medic. I deployed to Iraq with a scout platoon from 19 Infantry from 2004 to 2005, where I was I received a Purple Heart for being wounded in combat. And then came back and sort of went back to resume my education and my life that I knew before the military. So I went back into finance because I was in business school before joining, that didn't really last too long. So I joined up with what I thought was the closest thing to the military that I could get back to, which was law enforcement. And I did that for a few years, and I was just leaving that when I moved out to New York and met Daniel.
Daniel, tell us about your own journey through the service and back home.
I joined in the Marine Corps Infantry in 2004. I served 7 years on active duty with, again, the Marine Corps Infantry, which entailed 4 deployments, including Iraq and Afghanistan. After I got out, I moved back to New York City, where I tried endless amounts of great career paths, but I was a union carpenter with Local 45, building skyscrapers in Manhattan. I went into the FDNY. I was about to enter their class. I was approved. And then finally, I just decided that I needed to follow what I've always wanted to do, which was film. So I went to school, and I just graduated film school, and we did Project 22.
So let's talk about the formation of Medicinal Missions. I mean, did Project 22 come first and then lead to Medicinal Missions, or the other way around?
So Project 22 kind of came about really suddenly. In the beginning of 2013, the VA released an official study that mentioned the statistic you opened with, that 22 veterans were committing suicide every single day. So that had started a conversation with us, and Daniel was still out in New York, and I had moved to Los Angeles. But then later in that year, the suicide epidemic within our community, it hit home really personally between us, and we decided that we had to do something. We had to go search for hope, search for information, knowledge, different ways that we could seek treatment outside what wasn't working for us. And so Project 22 became the idea of how we were going to do that, how we were going to find hope, and how we were going to share it with our community. And in order to do Project 22, we discovered that we needed to set up a production company behind it in order to facilitate, you know, the finances and all of that part. So Project 22 came first, and Medicinal Missions came right along with that to facilitate it. And we approached a local nonprofit with our idea for Project 22, a 501c3, and they loved the idea and chose to fiscally sponsor it for us.
All right, Project 22 show. I want to get the full information here now. It's the movie about trying to ease veterans back into society and find help for them. It airs, or screens, I should say, on November 18th at 7:30 at Cinemark Movies 6 in White City. And let's hear a little clip from the trailer right now.
The price of war is a man, or millions of men and women that relive those horrors every single day of their life. Every day.
I always felt like I gave up a piece of my soul. That's the way to put it when we deploy. Like, you come home different, yeah, like mentally, physically, whatever, but I felt like a piece of my soul was gone.
Everything that I was in my whole career, my whole path, everything that I wanted to do, it was stripped away from me.
It's not about what you did or didn't do in Iraq or Afghanistan. It's about just not feeling right.
The lowest time was just thinking that I was all alone in it. Just thinking, well, all these other guys are fine. Like, why am I not the hard, tough veteran that's not effective?
Which is the big question for so many veterans. The film is Project 22. We have the creators, Doc King from the Army and Daniel Egbert from the Marines. They're both out of the service now, here with us on the Jefferson Exchange. Guys, where did you go to put this together? There's lots of images of you on motorcycles. So did you just go across the country looking for people to talk to?
So it started with Doc and I just planning a cross-country road trip, the route we wanted to take from San Francisco to New York City. We reached out through social media to anybody that had natural, holistic, alternative therapies that they would like us to highlight or like us to experience that they think would benefit veterans, and also veterans that wanted to tell their story across the country. So with the people that reached out, we reshaped the route, and it ended up being 6,500 miles in a 22-day road trip from San Francisco, skirting down the southern route pretty much, and then up the East Coast in New York City.
Wow, that is a long trip on a motorcycle. The whole way on motorcycle?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. It was long days, and I don't know if you guys ride motorcycles, but 80 miles per hour, you're pretty much a human sail for 9 hours.
Yeah, plus to say nothing of what happens to the rattling of your pelvis for that much time. But yeah, I haven't ridden it for that long. Let's talk about, though, what you were looking. You're talking about holistic, looking for holistic healing here versus what? Is the system as we know it now just not doing enough for anybody or not doing it at all?
I think the system definitely contributes a lot of good to a lot of veterans that are coming back. And outside the system, outside the Department of Veterans Affairs, there's nonprofits across the country that have amazing programs, many of them low-cost, subsidized, or free for veterans and caregivers. But outside of that, you know, we do know that the system does have some flaws, but the statistics and the stories around suicide within the community point to some sort of disconnect, somewhere the veterans aren't connecting with the specific resources that they need in order to make it through. And one of the things that we discovered in the film was the drastic, drastic difference in situations between a veteran who is isolated and a veteran who is connected with and surrounded by community. And I think that the resources are there. It's not that, you know, the systems will always be changing and updating to fit the needs of the community. But really, we were just seeing that people weren't reaching out for help. They were coming to isolate and not realize the amount of resources and the amount of hope that was all around them in their local area and around the country.
Daniel, the vision statement of medicinal missions mentions our vision is to restore a warrior culture. What does that mean?
Well, there was a big part of our trip that actually wasn't planned. We met with a doctor, Dr. Brooke, in Pittsburgh. He's a psychologist now, and he works at Duquesne University, but he was a paratrooper in South Africa in their army. He spoke heavily about the ancient cultures and how they successfully brought their warriors home as a community and their rites and rituals that were much more beneficial rather than kind of what we do in the modern world where it's very individualized and there's a lot of pharmaceutical use. So it moved us. It was one of the most amazing interviews, most amazing experiences I've ever had. And it, me and Doc decided to shape medicinal missions towards that direction, towards pretty much staying with the ancient but moving with the present. finding what these ancient cultures, ancient warrior cultures, ancient successful cultures used to do, and translating that towards a modern-day warrior's path.
Is it even fully possible, though, in a place where, what, less than a half a percent of society is involved in the military?
Well, I think so, personally, because there's such a strong sense of culture within the community, and that's been one of the, stories sustain communities. And within the military, if you look throughout history, we've had different stories that sustain the culture and the mental health, the sanity of the community. And one, example of that would be in some previous cultures, and we still hold this story today, is the story of Valhalla, and, never being forgotten by your brothers and sisters for the good that you've done and the good death that you received. So the one of the problems I think that we have today is when we get out of the military, we don't have a strong connecting culture. We don't have a lot of through lines. So our sense of identity is basically removed when we pack up the uniform and turn it in, and that sort of leads to a sense of isolation.
You've been jettisoned, in essence, from the community you know best.
Sorry?
You've been jettisoned, in essence, from the community you know best.
Exactly. And it's not necessarily that they aren't willing to know or willing to understand, and it's not that the veterans aren't willing to share their stories. For some reason, this big divide has been sort of, a divide in understanding has been widening, and that's one of the things that we're seeking to sort of bridge.
As you traveled the country, what did you guys find lacking the most? What's the one thing missing that would most need to be in place for so many of these vets to feel so much better?
Wow. I think everything's individualized with post-traumatic stress, but I think the biggest thing that we found was, again, we're going to hit on this, is the community. With Project 22... as you mentioned, the screening that's showing, it's a community-based event. So we've been having these events, and the community is bringing the film to the veterans, and what we're finding is everyone is coming out of the woodwork. Everyone is coming to see it, and it's reconnecting everyone. A lot of the veterans we met across country just did, in the same area where we just saw some of the most incredible treatment, whether it be hyperbaric oxygen therapy or equine therapy, they had absolutely no idea it was there. And part of that is having to make the decision yourself to stand up and go search it out. But I think it's just the lack communication lines.
And what's been the response as you have taken the movie for screenings across the country?
Yeah, the response has been absolutely incredible. One of my people reaching out to us through email and Facebook messaging us, telling us how it impacted their lives, as well as therapists from the Vet Center and the VA asking for copies to use with their soldiers and Marines and sailors. But one of my favorite pieces of feedback that I hear, being a new father myself, I have a young daughter. Is the lines of, this goes back to communication, but it's a conversation being started by the film between family members that haven't necessarily spoken about an experience that has affected them and their situation, maybe more than any other experience in their lives. But for some reason, you have a Vietnam veteran father who hasn't spoken about his experience with his kids. They know he's a veteran, and they've seen how it's affected him and their family. But to finally have a started based around our film is a humbling experience and one that floors me every time I hear that.
Project 22 is the name of the film. It is the co-creation of Daniel Egbert, a Marine veteran, and Doc King, an Army veteran. It'll show at the Cinemark Movie 6 in White City on Wednesday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.